Good afternoon. I'm Steve Smith in for Adrian Colbo, who's out of town this weekend on Food for Thought. And we are talking about an event happening, I guess it's next Saturday the 13th, is that right? No, when is it? Erin Lumber-Dreesen from the Sioux City Arts Center. She is here. She's got the details. I'm just making stuff up.
Well, on this edition. You can just make up make up stuff. I will correct you as we go.
Okay. I think we got a deal, Erin. We're talking about Artalicious.
Artalicious. October 12th at the Sioux City Art Center from 5 until 8.
Oh, so that's the Friday, mm-hmm. not the Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay, that makes sense. It begins at 5 o'clock, so mm-hmm. people that work downtown, they can just pop on by.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So Artalicious, it's sort of artsy because it's at the Art Center, obviously, right. but it's a lot more about food, and that's why we're putting this segment on Food for Thought
yes,
this week.
Yes.
Well, tell it, what. How many years has Artalicious been going on?
We started Artalicious in 2012 at the Art Center, so we've been having it for a number of years, and we try to keep our ticket price pretty low for this event because we really want people to have a connection to the Art Center, to bring them back to the Art Center after Art Splash so that they know why we do that great big event every year on Labor Day weekend, bring them back to the Art Center and have a great experience at a low ticket price. They might not come to our spring fundraiser are at a higher ticket price, so we want them to come to the Art Center and experience our permanent collection, the exhibitions that we currently have on display, and have some fantastic food, fantastic wine, fantastic beer, and you know, just have a great time together.
Well, okay, let's talk about the fantastic food, the fantastic beer, the fantastic wine at the Art Center, because this is Food for Thought.
Yes.
So Hy-Vee caters everything,
yes,
or
that's
even,
right.
even
that's
the
right.
booze?
They through Glazers, okay. Glazers and Southern Glazers. So they do the beer and the wine selections. And they're basically looking at what are people going to need for their holiday parties? Maybe you've got some company catering that you need to do. And they want to really showcase everything that they're the possibilities, things that you could do for special gatherings for your family, for your friends. And they want to bring those opportunities to the forefront and really give you a taste of everything that they can do. So that's what the whole concept was in 2012, because I knew that I had experienced some high-end catering that they could do, and I thought, you know, you don't even have any idea what they are capable of. So we also have them do their absolutely beautiful floral displays and highlight some of those things as well.
So they've got the food, they've got the booze, and they've got floral arrangements and things like that. And that kind of ties it into the Art Center, I suppose, in a way, that making things aesthetically pleasing as well.
Right.
But of course, this is the time of the year where you start thinking about fall parties. We've got Halloween parties. A lot of people are doing Halloween parties, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. just around the bend. Then Thanksgiving, and then all the Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and mm-hmm. all that December stuff, New Year's Eve.
Right.
And this sort of shows what they're capable of.
Right, right. And, you know, wine pairings and beer pairings for the foods that you're eating. I know one thing that we're doing this year that's special is cheese pairings. So that's one highlight that we have this year. We knock it out of the park every year with this event. And so we really love to have people just come and go and have it be a very low-key, fun time for people just to hang out with their friends.
No white tie required, anything
no.
like that.
No,
nothing you can't spill something on, I suppose.
Yeah, this is really one of those events that people say, gosh, I really love this one because I can just pop in and do this and just, you know, it's a couple of hours and or 3 hours and people can come and go as they please. And then it's, you know, on to your weekend.
So you can come in at like 5 o'clock and then eat a bunch of food and then run around and try and burn off some energy. Come back in and try and stock back up.
Yes.
So what you're trying
to
do.
You can do that. You can do that, definitely. See probably how many shrimp you can eat in a 3 hour period. That is the challenge that we put forth at the Art Center.
We should note that immediately after this interview, Erin was fired from the
season. Please don't fire me.
Let's not do the all you can eat shrimp.
Yeah.
But
it's a beautiful shrimp display. If that counts for anything, we do aesthetically pleasing shrimp displays.
I kind of want to go back a little bit because you talked about some of the stuff that they're capable of on the higher end, but this mm-hmm. also kind of features different price points as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So it's, you know, it's everything from you just want to have some cheese pairings with a nice wine, you know, and all of those things are available. So it's everything, everything that you could think of and everything that you haven't thought of. It's that's a nice thing about this event.
Well, what are some of, in years past, what are some of the things that really knocked your socks off?
Oh, you know, we've done so many different things over the years. One year we had this massive bread display. It was just like you walked in and it was this like mountain of bread.
Like, like all
really?
One,
like
all one loaf or is different?
No, it was like all of these beautiful loaves of bread. And they were talking about maybe doing that this year. One year we had a carved watermelon that said "Are Delicious" in the carved watermelon. And that was just like, it was just this beautiful watermelon that was carved, "Are Delicious." And I was like, dang, that's so cool, you know? And it just things like that. They do things like that. And ice sculptures and just, you know, things that you wouldn't have any idea that Hy-Vee is able to do for you. And you go to their catering department and you give them an idea of what you're thinking. And they say, yeah, I think that we can make that work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part about it, that you can source those things locally.
So what is the purpose of Artalicious? You said to just kind of put it out there that the Art Center has got a thing going on and people should stop by and not just think about the Art Center for Art
right.
Splash.
Well, I think that it's a connection. You know, we want to have people bring them back to the Art Center after we have this massive event in Riverside Park.
You're talking Art Splash.
Art Splash, yes, over Labor Day weekend. We want to bring them back to the Art Center to have a very real connection to the place. We do Art Splash for a reason. We raise money with Art Splash to fund a place, and that's the Art Center. It's a cultural attraction, a cultural, you know, need in our community. And so I want to bring people back to the Art Center so that they have a connection to our place and understand that this is, you know, the Art Center is for our community. It's not for a certain
hoity-toity people.
Well, you said it.
That's why I'm here.
But that's, you know, it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that we exist. The permanent collection is for our community. And so we want to have people come to the Art Center and enjoy an evening that they can just hang out with us and have great food, great drink, and, you know, wander into the galleries and see great artwork, because it belongs to our community.
So what else is at the Art Center besides the permanent collection, which you can view all
the
time?
Well, actually, right now we have permanent collection shows.
Oh, okay.
All of our shows, except for the Camera Club, and that's a fantastic show. You need to come and see the Sioux City Camera Club show. Everything is permanent collection shows right now because we are in the process of moving things, and, you know, with our Gilchrist Learning Center opening up, we're in transition right now, and so it's a really exciting time at the Art Center. So all of our exhibitions right now are permanent collection shows. You get to see works that you normally wouldn't see. They're on display on the third floor, so we've got fantastic shows, and come and see it.
You've kind of expanded the stuff that has been hiding for a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Gilchrist Learning Center. When does that open?
We started this last week. We started kind of soft open with our fall classes. So we're working out some bugs and seeing where we need to have some extra staffing and you know, just how things are going to work with these first round of fall classes. And it's very exciting. Things are working very well, and we've had wonderful response with our classes, and people's interests really peaked, and that's really nice to see, the welcoming response from the community.
And will the Gilchrist Learning Center, we're talking about the Gilchrist Learning Center, which is the new building, which is right adjacent to the Sioux City
bright white building.
The bright white building.
That's right next door.
Exactly. Yes. Will that be open on during Artalicious, or?
You know, I'm not entirely positive. I'm assuming that, we might do some tours of that. It could be a possibility, but we'll have to see if we've got enough staffing and enough interest that we can get that done. But it's a beautiful facility, and we certainly want to get people in it as soon as possible. We do have some grand openings and things like that kind of percolating in the mix.
Okay.
So we will let the community know about those dates as
soon
as possible.
So if you do let people in, it'll have to be unofficially.
On the unofficial tour. Yes.
The double secret tour.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a beautiful facility, and it's going to serve the community so well for so many years. And that's the really exciting part about it.
So now the places where the old classrooms used to be, is that open up to gallery space now, or what is that?
It will become our vault, where our permanent collection is on the first level. That will move to the second level, and that's all of those education classroom spaces that will become the vault.
I see.
And that first floor, that space, I believe, will become gallery space. And so that's, this very exciting things in the next few years.
I suppose there's a little more climate controlled in there than where the paintings have been being stored, which was Todd Barron's basement.
Don't let that get out. No, that's not
that's
true.
Not true.
That's
made
not
that
true.
Up.
That's no, right. It's the vault itself on the first level. It's moving it to the second level accomplishes some very good things for us, and being able to open up that first level and have some extra gallery space for us is going to be very exciting.
Okay, well, I should mention, I'm Steve Smith in for Adrian Kolbo. Adrian is out of town this week, but I'm filling in the best I can for Food for Thought today. We're talking about Artalicious, which is next Friday. That's the 12th. It's from 5 to 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And we've got tickets online. If you go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org, you can get tickets. You can also pick them up at the Sioux City Hy-Vee locations, as well as the Art Center. So, at the door.
Okay. We're talking about Artalicious. It's the, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 7th annual.
Okay.
7th annual Artalicious, which takes place beginning at 5 o'clock on October 12th, Friday, obviously, at the Sioux City Art Center. On behalf of my guest, Aaron Weber-Driesen, and on behalf of my normal host, Adrian Kolbo, I'm Steve Smith, thanking you for tuning in to Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media.